Good, Rob. How are you?
Look, I'm fantastic. How's the tan?
Yeah, needs some work, and that's why we're touring. What's the... for health reasons.
What? Vitamin B. What is the tan like when you live down... Well, you're still in Melbourne, aren't you? There is no tan.
We're still
down
in
there.
Melbourne. Oh, you know what? I can't tan anyway. I just get more freckles.
Really?
Yeah, my arms just look like fish, like salmon, like trout. they've got the white underbelly and the nicely speckled top bit.
Your face doesn't look like a salmon though, does it?
Thank you. You're very kind.
Well, I was only saying to Kitty Flanagan the other day, I must have a way with words because I said there was something wrong with her hair. And the conversation went downhill from there. So
you said there was something wrong with her hair.
Well, I just said her hair has got a different postcode, I said.
Because it's like doing its own thing. Is that what you mean?
Yes, pretty much. I got into
can't
trouble.
Wait to hear what you say about my hair.
There's no hair jokes here, Jon. Okay.
Okay.
No hair. Happy 20th anniversary. Can we say that?
Thank
yet?
You. Yeah, please do.
It's amazing. It's 20 years. Did you think it? It's one of those cliche questions, isn't it? Do you think you would have got to 20 years?
I don't think so. I think I thought world domination was only going to take 5 years, and we're still working on that. So,
2 decades, 3 dickheads. Was that?
Yeah.
Who came up with that? Scotty or Gatesy?
I can't remember which one it was. Actually, it was we've all become one mind over the years.
Mm-hmm.
We all just bleed into each other. So what we've done is we made a songbook, and like an actual physical songbook of sheet music with the notes and the dots and the lyrics and everything.
God.
And the chords, and it's called 101 Tripod Hits, just our favourite of our songs. And in the show we have a bingo barrel with 101 ping pong balls, and just like a game of bingo where you don't win anything, we roll up the show as we go. So I can't really tell you what we'll be doing. I have no idea. It could be like a triumph, and it could be a car crash.
I hope it's not a car crash.
Car crashes can be entertaining.
Can that really?
They might not be fun for us, but they'll be fun for the audience.
When was the last time you honestly had a car crash on stage?
Well, we've got a song called Rocker Steadford, and it's quite an old one. And it's got a lot of key changes, and that one basically just fell apart. We were doing that in Melbourne earlier in the year during this show, because we have to have 101 songs in our heads at all times, you know, like ready to go.
I don't know how you do it.
That's kind of the trick, and Scotty just he just didn't know what the chords were, and I think it ended up just being a cappella. he had to just stop playing.
You know, you got some big shoes to fill because only, what, 3-4 weeks ago, Doug Anthony All-Stars were up here, minus a third of the Doug Anthony, and one was in a wheelchair. I mean, you know, you got a follow-on on that way?
Yeah, see, they're just playing the disability card, though, aren't they?
You're not.
We don't resort to cheap tricks like that.
At all? Ever?
No. We're all, at this stage, able-bodied, and we're going to be honest about that.
Where is the best place to sit in the auditorium? Because you guys are renowned for picking on people.
Look, no one is safe. Are we really renowned for picking on people?
Honesty, please.
Did you just make that up because we picked on you once?
No, that did not happen.
We do pick. You know what? I actually, a couple of times this year, I really yelled at someone because they had their phone on. I think people don't realise when they have their phone on that it lights up their whole face.
Yeah.
So from the stage, it's really, as well as the fact that if you're in the audience, it's really distracting. But from the stage, it's really obvious if someone's like checking their phone.
So you want to be like, is it Gene Simmons that wants to have that technology stopping people recording and doing things on their mobile phone at certain shows?
Well,
I reckon it's great.
No, I don't want that because it's more fun to pick on people. for trying their luck. I prefer to have that element ready to go.
How do you know it's a phone? It could be a pager.
Pardon? Any screen gets treated as if it's a phone. Yeah, we can't discriminate.
So anywhere in the auditorium, back row Z, doesn't matter if you're sitting up there, you're going to get hit on.
Well, if you get your phone out, you will. It's really obvious.
I'm going to have mine on just to...
You know, anything. You know, we've been doing this for so long that anything that breaks up the feeling that we're playing the same song again is welcome.
So distractions. You like distractions?
We do.
Okay. Do you ever get nicked off concentration-wise? You know, if you're in the... Do you ever get in that zone of like, okay, we're writing now or I'm writing now, and then there's a distraction like the neighbours are yelling and screaming or there's a gunshot out, you know, because you're in Melbourne. There's someone has fallen off a building. Do you get distracted easily or you're in the zone all the time?
I personally have a problem with being distracted from... Yeah, just about anything will distract me. Usually it's things that happen in the context of what's going on. So I remember at school, if the teacher just had to say the wrong word and that word would just send me off into another planet and I would just not be there for the rest of the lesson.
What do you mean?
I'm sure that happens to a lot of people.
What do you mean? You're just off with the fairies or you're doing...
Well, I suppose so. But I am thinking about something. Like I'm not off with the fairies. I'm just thinking about something else. Something
okay.
other than... Well, this has become a therapy session, hasn't it?
For both of us, Jon. For both of us. When you just mentioned that, I'm going back to 1981, high school, and looking out the window. At least I had a window to look out. I was daydreaming.
Yeah, we didn't have windows at my school. Everything was just blacked out. We just had to wear tubes on our faces that were attached to the teacher's mouth.
Now, something else that's coming up next week, away from your show for a second, we call this thing Toss the Boss. And we're pushing people out of a... Don't be like that. We're pushing people out of an aeroplane, raising money for a fantastic hospital up this way, Mackay Hospital Foundation. If you were given the chance, I don't know if you've ever done it, would you jump out of a perfectly good aeroplane for charity?
I would for charity or not for charity. I mean, I haven't. If it was like you know, offered to me on a platter, I would definitely do it.
Yeah.
If I had to like organise it and pay for it and stuff, I wouldn't do it. But
okay.
If all that was taken care of, if all I had to do was turn up on the day, take the lessons, get in the plane, I'd definitely do that.
So if it was next year for Oxfam again, because you've done 20 years of the Melbourne Comedy Festival, you know, just putting it out.
Sure. Are Oxfam gonna organise that?
I don't see why they wouldn't. Maybe go up in a hot air balloon. They're always up above your head over there.
Yeah, I'll jump out of a plane.
Okay. What if you had to go?
Or a hot air balloon. I have been in a hot air balloon.
What's it like? Are you scared of heights?
I'm not really scared of heights. No.
All
no,
right.
it's pretty interesting. You don't actually. What I like about it is the guy running the balloon just has he's just in radio contact with a guy in a car, and he just tells them where they're going to end up because he only has a little bit of control over it.
Is he standing there with his fingers crossed? It's like, oh, geez, I hope we get to where we're meant to go.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nice little philosophy, isn't it? Like letting the wind take you where it takes you, don't you think? Good
Absolutely.
Way to live your life.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of control in people's lives. I worry for my kids. My son's nearly 15 and my daughter's 12. I worry for them about how much stress it put upon them to where they're going to have to go.
Well, we're conditioned to think that we can control stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the problem? We're taught to expect. We're taught to expect that we can control where our lives can go.
When did you realize? Was there a moment in your life where you went, "Yeah, this is. I want to make what I do now an absolute career."
It's a good question. I think I wanted to do it since I was like a teenager, like be a performer, be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't tell anyone.
You kept it to
yourself.
Because
I'm the kind of person who if I tell someone that I want to do something and they go, no, you can't, you'll never do that. I'm the kind of person who go, yeah, you're right. I just kept it as a secret and then I just sort of did it.
If you went back to being a teenager today, would you say the same things to your... Would you do the same things as you did then?
So are you saying, is this like a kind of a reality where I know that I would be a successful singer?
Yeah.
You know? I guess I would, but yeah, I guess I would.
What's one thing you do differently, though?
I'd probably ask more girls out, like cast a wider net.
Yeah?
Like not put all my eggs in one basket. I think that would be something I'd do differently.
Was it a big basket or just the tiny little handheld one?
it's a very personal question.
I know it is, isn't it? Don't have to answer that, okay?
Thanks, Rob. I can't wait. That'll be great fun.
Yeah, it will be. And if you, one last question, finally, I've got it written down. I've got to ask it though. When you're touring, who is the worst on the road? It could be yourself, or it could be Scott Gatesy, whoever. Who's
the worst on the road
to be around?
Do you know what? This is a really boring answer, but we get on quite well when we're away.
Okay.
We're like in this little bubble where I don't know. It's kind of nice.
So when you're sitting around a coffee table at whatever XYZ place when you're touring, yeah. are you all sitting there sipping your cups of tea with your little pinky pointing out, or you're sitting there having blue conversations?
Well, we're probably just looking at our phones, to be honest.
I reckon everyone should take their mobile phone to the big show on Thursday.
God. All right.
But don't turn them on, everybody.
Challenge accepted.
Jon, we can't wait to have you, and I really appreciate the chat.
Good on you, Rob.